Okay, we're here with Mr. Don Patterson, poet, and what would you call yourself in terms of the book festival nowadays? It's you're the,
I think I'm doing as guest selector. So basically, with Peggy and Robin from the Poetry Library, we contributed to the poetry strand in the book festival.
And what was the process in choosing this year's program as a guest selector?
Process would dignify it, really. Because usually there has to be a process, and you're thinking about, you know, are you going to balance things and justifying your selections and horse trading and all sort of committee decisions. And it was lovely to be in the position of just doing it on nothing but whim, and just based on your sheer enthusiasm for the poet. Obviously, with a book festival, you know, you're looking for people that have had a book out recently, I suppose, but, you know, primarily. But other than that was about the only consideration. We just came up with the names of lots of people that we wanted to hear read, and that was it, really.
Was there anybody? Did you contact a lot of people that weren't able to make it or couldn't fit it into their schedule?
Yeah, we did. We had, there were ambitious plans. I mean, certain people just couldn't be contacted. It would have been lovely to get Geoffrey Hill. I wanted to get Jeremy Prynne, and that proved to be impossible. Derek Mann remained as elusive as ever, but I mean, that's not to say that the festival won't keep trying to contact him in future years and drag him here somehow. It'd be wonderful to have him at the festival at some point. But yeah, we did have a few.
Which isn't to say that who's coming is a disappointment. I mean, we've got amazing people. We just saw John Glenn.
Yeah. I mean, everyone we had coming was absolutely sort of on the A-list, you know, so there was no question about that.
Is there anyone that you are particularly excited about, or somebody you think maybe our audience wouldn't quite know, so be so familiar with? We're familiar with John Glenday, we're familiar with Carolyn Duffy, and of course Paul Muldoon, who's coming. Is there anybody on the list that you think this is a gem that maybe people might not show up for unless they're really pointed in that direction?
Well, it's sort of invidious. I mean, it's just like, because you're just, you know, again, shouting about your own private enthusiasms. But I chaired an event with John Stammers and Sinead Morrissey the other day, which was terrific. Man, both, you know, wonderful poets in very different ways in their own right. So that was great. We have Lorraine Marner coming. I can't remember if Frank Kupner accepted or not. I'll have to check the programme. But, I mean, more people should read Kupner. It's an outrage that they don't. But, yeah, lots of them.
And what do you think? What do you think the kind of performance and the reading adds to it in terms of like the difference between a performance and a people reading books? Actually, you know, more people should read Krupner, but do you feel that the readings that we're seeing here that are 40-45 minutes long with the questions and answers and stuff, do they enhance the book, or are they something that you see as separate to the actual collections of people?
Well, primarily at the end of the day, I think unless they're a performance poet, then the reading is a bit of a sales pitch for the book if you're writing primarily for the book. But but that's not to say that, you know, people don't, you know, write with performance in mind. It just completely depends on the individual. I mean, everyone has a different relationship and a different reason for reading, I guess. You know, with some people it's a kind of end in itself. I mean, like we had an event last night with Caroline Duffy. It was kind of extraordinary performance to a full house on the main stage. But of course works equally amazingly well on the page, but so it's, it varies from person to person, really. You know, there's no rule about how the two relate. You know, sometimes they complement each other. You know, but most poets these days, because poets are scant and they like doing readings and they get paid for it, they tend to treat it as much more of a performance than they might have done 20 years ago. So usually it's a good night out.